Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
You can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello. Welcome to Relax Hi. The Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger. Hopefully not a robot this week.
Robot?
Last week we sounded like robots because audio got all funky.
I didn't realize it made us sound like robots, though.
Well, I thought it made us sound like robots. We just sounded like technical.
Hopefully not now.
Hopefully we sound good. Hopefully we fixed the problem. I think I did. I did multiple checks, so hopefully we sound beautiful.
Yeah, our engineer was working really hard on it.
Yeah. So
that's you.
That's me.
Colleen Ballinger.
That's my name.
Huh?
Happy Father's Day, Lovey.
I thought you were going to introduce me as well.
It's Carrot.
Yeah.
Carrot Daddy. Carrot Daddy, Papa. No one calls you Papa. Although Maisie does call you Daddy.
Daddy now. Yeah, it's Daddy. Daddy. Daddy.
She's very fancy.
Daddy.
We had a lovely little Father's Day this weekend, celebrating how awesome my lovely husband Carrot is.
It was a celebration of me.
It was.
I was honored.
He went to Paris, saw Taylor Swift.
I went to Paris and I saw Taylor Swift and then I went to Disneyland. I took just a day to see Paris. It was really nice.
Well, I didn't do that, but okay. The other stuff I did do for Mother's Day. But anyway, I told him.
Ate snails, saw the Eiffel Tower.
He could do whatever he wanted for Father's
Eiffel
Day.
Eiffel or Eiffel? I've never been. Eiffel.
Wait.
There's no T.
Are you being for real?
Move on.
Eiffel?
Move on. I've figured it out. Just move on.
We're moving on. No one said that.
I've never been.
Well, being there doesn't mean you wouldn't know that.
Normally,
it was
being
Eiffel.
There helps you to learn how to spell things, especially.
Okay.
And
that's
countries.
Fine. So being I told dark. Eric that he could do whatever he wanted for Father's Day because I said a couple days before Mother's Day, hey, I think I want to go to Paris for Mother's Day. So he was like, okay, you should go. And so I did. So I was like, for Father's Day, you could literally say anything and mm-hmm. I have to say yes because you let me go to Paris. So I told him that, but we both. We're sick and weren't feeling well.
Yeah,
so he's like,
I chose to get sick.
No, you said, we said you're going to rain check. And now you have like a ticket for whenever you can rain check it. And you later can be like, hey,
I only have to give you 2 days notice that I can go to a foreign country.
Sure.
That's like
kind do whatever
of
you want.
The rule and what happened. It leads me to my relax.
What's your relax, Levy? Who needs to relax this week for you?
It's not who, but it's a circumstance of being thrown up on.
Oh my.
And being thrown up on to start your day. And I don't mean you threw up and you threw up on yourself. That, fine.
What?
Well, I mean, if you do, I mean, not fine, but like it's worse, not fine, but worse if someone throws up on
well,
you.
Of course.
Not a great feeling, not a great way to start your day.
Mm-mm.
But when you have children, I guess this is something.
Something that happens.
Something that happens as you are in denial of them saying, I feel like I'm going to throw up. And you're like, I will comfort you, child. You're not going to throw up. And then they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's my fault because I was warned.
It's your fault that our child threw up?
Well, I mean, I was, you're not.
Well, because we knew we all got the same sickness. We all got the same little cold.
Uh-huh.
It just feels like a regular kind of cold. It's just lingering a long time. We tested for COVID. It wasn't that. It's just like this weird cold thing that's going around, but it's definitely a cold. And we all got it. And one of our kids is like, I'm going to throw up. And we were like, no, this is not that kind of cold. And you know, it's, you won't, but then it happened.
Yeah.
Just once.
Why does it always happen on our bed?
It does always happen on our bed, doesn't it? It always like, happens on
I'm
our
talking
bed.
About is it went, I remember the distinct feeling of it going, running down my arm and then onto the middle, like directly the middle of our bed.
Yeah.
Which I feel like has happened every time.
All of those children have thrown up on me on that bed multiple times.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean like baby throw up.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
Last time, there was a time in the last year where we all got like the flu sick.
Uh-huh.
And the twins were taking turns at night vomiting all over me, and they wanted to cuddle because they didn't feel good. They had fevers and they felt yucky. So they wanted to cuddle, but then within the cuddling, they'd randomly sit up and puke.
Yeah.
And it was one of the worst nights of my life. It was so...
Always in bed.
Yeah, always in our bed.
Now, I know this is like a meme, or like I've seen this before and things like, hey, did your family have one bowl that was for
everyone the popcorn bucket?
Yeah. And like then it was also for popcorn. Like I have that experience. It's very relatable to me because in our household, we had like a series of like steel, like mixing bowls, like no KitchenAid, but like, you know, just like kind of chrome steel looking mixing bowls. And like, and there was like, they were always arranged in the pantry from smallest to largest. They all like fit inside of each other. And the large one we all knew was for
barf bucket bowl
for whenever anybody was sick and they needed something to throw up in. And also if like, I was really into making brownies as a child, the bowl that I made brownies in. So it was like the brownie bowl for me. It wasn't the popcorn bowl. What was it for?
Popcorn. It was a Tupperware. It was a yellow Tupperware bowl and it was very large and we put popcorn in it.
So plastic.
It was, yeah, Tupperware. What is that, plastic?
I think so.
That material is?
Yeah, sure.
Plastic-ish.
But I mean, I feel like that is more porous, right?
Yeah, that will definitely withhold
like stainless steel. No, stainless steel is
definitely
like
the way to go.
It's fine, right?
That's the best way to go. That is the cleanliest way to go because... Yeah, that's no
plastic.
Tupperware, if you get a cut in it or a nick or something, like there's a crevice that some germs can get stuck
in.
Well,
if you've ever kept spaghetti in Tupperware, you know that Tupperware is ruined because like that Tupperware is now going to be like orange.
Red, yeah.
So I'm saying your forever popcorn was.
Oh yeah,
and our was seasoned in the.
And our vomit was always buttered. So
vomit, yeah, that's a good, that's a glass like half full kind of thing. I like your positivity today. I like that.
Sorry to start off the podcast with vomies. Is there poo on the bottom of your shoe?
It's tar. It's tar from the beach.
That's tar?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, it is tar.
That's pretty sad.
Anyway.
Why?
Let's start off this episode. Sorry, vomit and poops.
Can we get worse?
Oh, come on.
Not that much. Well, when did I say poop?
I did.
About what?
I said literally 5 seconds ago said, is there poop on your shoe?
Oh, well, no, I know, but like... It's not. It's tar.
I know, but I did say the word poop.
Well, it's tar from the beach because I walked on the beach in these shoes. We were having a conversation yesterday and I had bought a coconut water, which is not something that I feel like there was like 10 years ago, everyone was like, oh my God, coconut water, like blah, blah, blah. It's like electrolytes, like closest thing to the electrolytes in your body. Like this is the way to hydrate. And like, it was like a thing. It was like, all of a sudden there was all these coconut water drinks and they were everywhere and everyone had to have them to feel healthy. And then like, it kind of like went away.
Coconut water?
Yeah. Not like it didn't go away. But like, as you open a Coke, the cola.
I know you're making me thirsty. Talking about hydration, like, I need to drink a Coke.
But I was like, I feel dehydrated. Like, oh yeah, coconut water. And I saw it there and it said like organic coconut water. No, nothing else really on the, like, you know, on the label that was like noticeable. It like jumped out at me as far as their marketing goes. Are you yawning inside your body?
No, I'm just listening.
We were like mid conversation. You asked me a question as I like had opened this coconut water for the first time and I took a drink of it and then I couldn't talk. And you're like, what's wrong with you? I was like choking on it because it had extreme pulp in it.
Oh yes. Now I remember. I had no idea where you're going with this. I was like,
I'm going pulp with this because like there should be a warrant. There should be a clear one. And then I inspected the bottle and then it's like in with pulp, like in little things. And like, and it said, if you want like a big pulpy sip, like shake me, you know what I mean? As if like somebody would want that. And I thought like, oh, maybe you're a pulp person. Cause you like boba or liked boba.
Okay. First of all, how dare you?
Boba pulp?
How dare you compare pulp to boba?
Extreme pulp.
Boba is like a little, it's like a snack. It's within a drink. It's weird. It took me a while to get used to it. I gotta say, it took me a while to get used to it.
But to have Orbeez in your drink?
Yes. But do not eat Orbeez. That was a joke. Orbeez are not edible.
That's not what's in boba?
No, they do look similar, but yeah, no. Okay. Pulp is awful. I despise pulp. If there is any pulp at all in a drink, like I cannot, can't go near it.
Yeah.
Also like mojitos, they put mint chunks in it, get out of here.
It goes straight in. It's going right in the gap in your front teeth.
I don't want to. No, the only drink.
Right into your front teeth.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
And you're always drinking mojitos.
Yeah, you know me.
Clean. Mojito. Like, that's what we call you. We call you mojito.
I think I've had one mojito in my life, and that's the reason it was only one, is because there was mint, the little mint chunks. I was like, never.
Orange juice with pulp.
Get out of here with that trash.
Yuck.
I think my dad or my mom or someone growing up liked orange juice with pulp.
Well,
I remember being in my house.
There. Well, it's there in every grocery store, and it's like one for one. So are we saying 50% of the population indulges in pulp?
Well, I think that there must be someone in my family who really does love the pulp, because I remember being in college and buying orange juice for myself and being like, I can get it with no chunks. Like, I didn't even know that was, I didn't know you could get it without it at all. So I feel like someone in my family likes it.
What?
I need to get to the bottom of this. That's so gross. What? Anyway.
You ever have like an aloe vera drink?
Of course not.
Yeah, those kind of, I'm just trying to think of other things that have like pulp.
I don't want any of these things that with pulp. We're talking about so many gross things. What's next? Stickers?
We have an orange tree. Flint sometimes like, he's like, let's pick oranges and make orange juice. And it's very pulpy.
He tries to strain it.
And
I mean,
sour.
There's also probably a lot of boogers in that. I mean, this, anyway. All right. Well, can I tell you my relax?
It was funny because I choked on the pulp. Yeah. Do you have any
comments
this
week? Where's the end of that? Where was the end of that story? Oh, that pulp needs to relax?
Like, let's not do pulp. Or like, comment if you like pulp. And then like, well, you'll be identified as like a serial killer.
Okay. Can I tell you something that I think needs
please,
to relax?
Yeah, I think it's your turn.
Would you like to know?
Yeah.
Oh, I have so many now. I'm like kind of stressed. But I'm going to say myself. I know I've said this a million times, but
yeah,
specifically.
Specifically why?
The fact that we've talked about this before. I'm sorry to bring something up that we've already talked about, but I have a good story this time that I know Eric's going to be passionate about. I talk to myself often, and I've recently learned or heard that this is something that's common with people with ADHD. Now, I don't know if that's true, because a lot of times I'll hear things like, well, this has to do with ADHD, and sometimes it's just like normal human things. So I don't know, but I do talk to myself out loud, like quite a lot. And I knew this about myself. Eric knew this about me.
Well, I knew it, but it's hard to believe because I'm never with you when you're alone.
Well, right.
Does that make sense?
Then I wouldn't be alone.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's like when you've said to me, oh, I'm always talking to myself. I'm kind of like,
well, when you've seen it from afar, you've
seen it
you've seen me through the window and been like
gesturing and like mouthing.
Well,
yeah, but
not
like,
gesturing. I'm not like performing.
No,
I'm just
do.
Like muttering to myself like a crazy person. But
right.
I'm always talking to myself, kind of always. And so anyway, recently, Eric sent me some security footage.
Oh, I've never laughed so hard. Yeah.
Of course, lots of security and cameras all over the place with all of our children's and all our things. And like, so Eric got a notification for one of our cameras because I was grabbing something that I got, like a delivery that I got dropped off. And I just wasn't.
Say what it was. You can say Taco Bell. Like,
I don't think it was. I don't remember what it was, but I don't think, I mean, not that I'm ashamed of liking Taco Bell, but I don't.
Maybe it was like Jack in the Box because you're like, I needed those hash browns.
I don't know what it was, but anyway.
Some fast food.
Who knows? But it was some food. And anyway, I go out to grab it and Eric, so I get back in, I'm like eating my food and Eric's on the other side of the house and I get a text from him that's footage.
Yeah. I clipped the video and sent it to you because I was dying laughing.
Of me talking to myself as I get my food, but like very passionately.
Right.
And it was the weirdest experience seeing myself talk to myself in real time, not being aware that I was being filmed, because I am aware that I do it. But I also, to me talking out loud feels the same as when I'm like just having thoughts in my head. Like it sounds the same. It feels the same as me talking out loud is the same as how my thoughts feel in my head. Mm-hmm. So like to me, yeah, I remember those thoughts and those words, but like it was weird to hear them out loud. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyway, it was, there's a couple weird things about this. So first I was very upset because there was like a rogue hair on my drink cup, which was obviously foul and disgusting. So like that grossed me out. I don't remember what I said.
It wasn't your hair.
It was not mine. It was there when I could gag.
Uh-huh.
But I was upset about that. So I'm like muttering to myself about that. What did I say?
You said unalive myself. I don't know if you want to say that. You said, you go, I said, you go, oh, kill myself.
I said, oh, I will actually unalive myself is what I said. But I said, okay, I will. And then the moment of beauty here, which is so embarrassing. So we have gates to get into our place, you know, and our gates are closing. And so I, because I was so distracted by the hair on this cup and so upset about it, I was kind of like took too long. So the gate started closing. So then I had to get through the gate.
Race to beat the gate. Yeah.
So I ran, which is another hilarious thing to see me do because I don't do that often and I'm not good at it.
If you could see yourself running, you wouldn't do it.
Well, I did see myself running. Yeah. So I run, but Eric thought when he watched it that I was just going, whoa, like,
didn't know. Yeah. It was like kind of inaudible until like you told me and then I could figure it out.
So what I actually said was I said, can she, can she do it?
You did. You turned into like a race announcer voice. Yeah. It was like a character.
Completely alone.
To no one.
To no one. Too much, just made a voice of a person going, can she do it? As I
mean, I have
run
a video.
I am crying. You're not showing it. I am so embarrassed. But also, it was so funny. We were laughing about this for so long. I feel like whenever you're upset with me, you should just watch that video.
It's the hardest I've laughed probably in a year.
Please, if you're ever upset with me, just watch that video on repeat.
Yeah.
Or if I ever do something that you don't like, just send me that video to put me in my place.
It cheers me up.
Because it's so stupid and embarrassing and weird. Like, who does that? Who, like, is, like...
You.
Well, I know I talk to myself, but who does, like, voices of announcers about themselves running?
You've always, like, said you do this, but, like, I really didn't believe you.
Love, there's such a huge difference between... when you just talk to yourself as you're like going about your day, like you stub your toe, like, ow, oh dang, I can't believe I just did that. Oh shoot, I forgot to do this. Or, oh gross, what's this on my cup? You know, like that's one thing. It's another thing to make up another like person.
To do like skits?
Do a skit of like me running and be like, couldn't she do it? Is she gonna make it? Like, and I'm pretty sure once I got through the gate before it closed, I said, she can. Like, I'm pretty sure I remember that.
That's
like,
good.
That's an odd person.
Yeah, you're odd. And I only think you're going to get odder, right? But I think it's, you like to be entertained and you're entertaining yourself. I think that's good. I think that's, you know.
I hate silence.
Whenever I see people and they're like, kind of like talking, you know, bopping around by themselves and having a good time, I'm like, oh, that person's like happy. Maybe you're just really happy.
I think I just.
You don't like silence. You hate silence.
I don't like silence. Yeah. Maybe immature. Strange. I don't know. I'm
imaginative.
Insane.
If you were a child and I saw a child doing that,
our kids
like,
do.
I know
do that.
Childlike.
Oh my god. So that's who needs to relax for me is myself, and my talking to myself is it's just getting out of hand.
I should be like, yeah, checking the cameras more often.
Yes, you should. So that was one thing, but I have more. Okay.
Okay.
I saw TikTok. Okay. I hate that every episode now is just me saying I saw a TikTok, but that
every
is what
episode,
I saw.
Every episode. It's every.
Yeah.
Every conversation.
So I saw a TikTok and it said something about, because I see a lot of like ADHD things. It was about ADHD, and I don't think this is an ADHD thing, and I'm about to prove it because I think that this is a universal thing. It said like something about how all like ADHD people, something, I don't remember the wording, so I'm going to get it wrong, but something
I like
about
the story a lot.
Shut up. Something about how ADHD, when you were kids, you were...
it's been like 20 minutes. I don't think you said anything. I put my microphone down to like listen harder. I took a sip of coffee. I put my microphone down and you still haven't said a word.
I'm trying.
What's happening?
Okay. I have a lot to say. That's why I have to talk to myself.
Oh, yeah, I know. Still.
So anyway, so I saw this thing that was said something about have ADHD people when they were growing up, they'd always have to separate their Skittles by eat them by color.
Oh, okay.
And then you save the best one for last.
Which is?
Red.
Oh.
You don't agree? If you say green, we're going to have to get a divorce.
No, I was going to say purple.
Oh, purple's great. I love purple. Purple's amazing.
But now I'm going to say, do Skittles have different flavors?
I can't talk to you anymore. Are you being serious?
Taste the rainbow.
Yeah, the rainbow of all the different colors.
But don't they
all the different
they
flavors
all just taste the same?
No,
I don't think
what?
I don't think here's the thing.
I'm gonna vomit.
I don't think I separated them. I didn't. First of all, I didn't eat Skittles a lot. I don't think I separated them.
This can't be an ADHD thing.
Starburst, best flavor.
Pink, red.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
Pink, of course, but pink, like I like red too. Sometimes red's a little too cough medicine-y.
Those taste different.
Very. So Skittles, Skittles.
Skittles is like a, it's like a linear.
You are.
If it was like a sound wave, it would be flat.
No, M&Ms are all the same. They're all just chocolate. But when I was a kid, I did separate those by color.
Oh yeah. So cause that's and diagnosable then, for sure.
Also Lucky Charms. I ate all the grams first, like all the gross parts, and I saved it so that the end, the final bites were all just marshmallows.
Whoa.
Is this not universal?
Whoa.
I thought everybody did this with their Skittles and their Lucky Charms.
Wait, with Lucky Charms, you would avoid the marshmallows to the end to only have marshmallows?
Love, I still do this. I still do. If you give me a bowl of Lucky Charms right now, I would do this.
You're an adult who still eats Lucky Charms.
Of course I am, because I'm smart. But love, for real, you're blowing my mind, because I saw that and I thought it was one of those things where it was like, this is another one of those things where it's like, if you walk in a room and forget something, you have ADHD. Because like that can be a symptom of it if you do it 100 times a day, sure. But a lot of people forget things. A lot of people have, you know, do all the symptoms, quote unquote, of ADHD. I'm not a doctor, obviously, but like most people do some of the things that are diagnosable as ADHD. It's just ADHD people do it a lot more frequently, and it could become very like life altering, like because it happens so often, blah, lots different things. But this is one that I was like, this cannot be true. Like there's no way not everybody eats the Skittles in order of best color ranking.
No way. Not a chance. I didn't even, I'm telling you, I didn't even know that they tasted different, because it would just be like a handful or whatever. But I also didn't like Skittles. So anytime I ate Skittles, I feel like it would be like a Halloween where you were like a little bag of Skittles, like a, you know, a fun size bag of Skittles was like thrust upon you.
You're blowing my
mind. Like, I never like bought Skittles in my life.
And you didn't take the M&Ms out of the bag and sort them by color and then line them up?
No, no. I never did that. No.
It's so odd. Swedish and the Lucky Charms, I never ate Swedish fish, and they're all red, aren't they?
My best friend growing up, his mom, I think, loved Swedish fish. So there would just be boxes of them. I can't eat them to this day.
Oh. But you don't separate them. They're all the same color.
Yeah, I know.
Is there another food that people do this with? There's got to be.
Sure.
Well, we have talked about like when you're eating food, like when you're eating dinner, you make sure that the final bite is a very good bite. Like,
well, when you're eating like a sandwich,
but even just like if you're like having like, let's say steak, potatoes and vegetables, like you want to make sure like that final bite is a very good final bite. It can't be like just the scraps of the plate.
No, I'll lose that battle every time.
You'll eat the scraps of the plate?
No, I'm just saying like. When I'm eating like if it's a great burger, right, which I don't have often, but it's like a guilty pleasure. If I'm having like a great burger, I'll like try and save the last bite to be like this perfect bite. Mm-hmm. But then if there's like fries or something else or like chips, I'll always be like, I ended on that perfect bite of that burger. Like stop now. But then I'll just have to eat like one more cold fry and ruin it all. And like, that's like the rest of my day.
I guess I've done that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think with all my food, it's like the.
Is this a conversation?
Like,
is this even a conversation?
No, maybe it's
like,
not.
Like, let alone a podcast? Is
no,
this
it's
even
not.
A.
What is this?
I don't know.
A mess. Let's just show footage of our security cameras. It's probably more entertaining.
Should we just cut
this
to our security cameras for the rest of the episode?
No, but I have more relaxes.
Like, I just randomly said Swedish fish for no reason.
Yeah, you did do that.
Hard thing to say.
Swedish fish.
Yes, yeah, a lot of.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. We're maybe failing this episode with talking about Swedish fish and I don't even know what else we've talked about. Me talking to myself. So let's let them talk for us. We're going to read your comments, guys. You guys left us some great comments. Leave us some more on this week's episode. We love reading your comments and you guys are more entertaining than us. So first thing that I'm going to read. Brielle said, "This has got me down the rabbit hole of looking up dolphins, whales, extinction, and now I'm down another rabbit hole with marine biology." So these are all things we talked about last week. "Colleen, our minds are too alike, and I can't wrap my head around any of this either. So crazy. The ocean is such a mysterious and scary yet fascinating place." And I agree. And I just love that your brain is like mine. And I just wanted to bring that up because maybe she talks to herself too, and I feel seen. Maybe she separates her Skittles. Maybe she... I just want to feel seen and understood. So thank you, Brielle.
I love it that you feel seen and understood. And unless you have someone to relate to.
Of course.
Can I read this text message from my dad?
Sure.
Because after last week's episode, our number one fan texted me, I just sent you the seminal work on dolphins and their intelligence. John Lilly, MD, the study that started the ethnology and physiological interest in marine mammals back in the 60s. One of my favorite biophysiology studies. And that book was delivered to our house 2 days ago.
I haven't read it yet.
A book from the 60s, a study of dolphins.
I know, he's so sweet.
So Colleen's going to read that for next week. Yeah. That 600 page bylaws study on dolphins.
There was a comment.
And she'll fill you in with some facts.
There was a comment that I don't remember. I don't remember it word for word, but it was something like, this is why people who know things should speak up and the people who don't are too loud, or something like talking about how like I need to shut up. And then it was like, you should have just called Eric's dad. Like, don't let Colleen's talk. Just talk to Eric's dad. Yeah. Like, you idiot. Okay. This is a very good question. Tabby said, I have a question for you. Do either of you sleep in socks? I do all the time. I cannot go to sleep unless I'm too hot in the summer, or even walk around the house with bare feet. I cannot. I need socks at all times. Also, they have to be fluffy socks.
What's her name?
This is Tabby.
What's her name? Tabby.
Mm-hmm.
I never sleep in socks.
Yeah.
Never have, never will. Don't like walking around the house in socks either, because then they just
dirty. Walking around the house in shoes.
I don't like it barefoot.
You are always chaotic.
You are always in socks.
Always in socks.
Sleep
except
in socks?
For sleeping. I absolutely cannot sleep if I'm wearing socks. Cannot sleep if I'm wearing socks.
Fluffy socks, like fluffy socks, like the kind they sell at airports.
I don't know what they sell in airports, but there's fluffy ones, like soft, cozy, like they look almost like a stuffed animal.
Never been into a Hudson?
I don't know that I've seen fluffy socks in them.
Isn't that Hudson News? You never been in a Hudson News?
Of course, I've spent so much. Half of my life has been in a Hudson News.
Half of my life's been in a Hudson News. Right in the center, there's the whole thing. It goes in neck pillows. They say neck pillows.
You said pillows.
Neck pillows. And then the whole bottom half of the twisty rack is like these very fluffy socks. Fluffier than any human would need. And I was like, oh, I guess people on airplanes theoretically are going to change out of their shoes, take off the socks they wore to the airport, put on these $16.99 one pair of socks that they bought at a Hudson News. That's the thing. They're fully stocked.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever bought socks in an airport. Maybe I have, but I do know that I was going to say that's the only place that I wear socks to sleep is if I have an overnight flight on a plane.
Well, yeah,
I'm
obviously
not going to be
barefoot on a plane.
Is chaotic. I wear socks on planes, but I wear socks 24. Pretty much could wear them in the shower probably as well. Like I don't like the feeling of a crumb on my barefoot. That is disgusting to me.
Can I ask you a question? Personal question?
Of course.
What is your Hudson News go-to? What is your, like, people are always asked, like, what's your go-to, like, McDonald's order?
Yeah.
What's your go-to snack? Well, yeah, like, what's your Hudson News?
Shocked you don't know this. Well, Hudson News, every time I get to an airport, which isn't frequently anymore, but it used to be
multiple times a month,
I always get peanut M&Ms, and the last couple years, ranch corn nuts.
Whoa.
Wild.
Your face lit
up.
That is it. Honestly, I've known you for a long time. We're married. We have children. I've never seen that specific smile that you had on your face.
It's so weird.
When saying ranch corn nuts. It's like a new facial expression.
Have I ever purchased ranch corn nuts at our home? Like, have they ever been our home? No, I only get them at airports. Only in the last couple of years.
Do you know, I have a weird thing that I only get at airports.
I wouldn't know what it is, but let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
I want to know. I almost want to guess. I also get a water. That's very important.
And it has to be a Dasani because you're in a Hudson
News.
What? That's the only water
poison
they sell.
Poison water?
Have you been in it?
They absolutely sell Smart Water.
Oh, it's Smart or Dasani?
Although I feel like...
No, I feel like it's only... wrong. And not even cold. They only have warm
Dasani.
Yeah, it's
disgusting, but you're also wrong. I know that there's some with Fiji too. Some have Fiji, some have Smart Water.
So many people have bought it that it's like... It's the cold.
I never... If they have any other option, I won't get Dasani. I don't like Dasani. So
Who does?
What was it? I forgot. I lost it.
You said Smart and then Fiji. You get water.
Water. Oh, no.
Corn
it's
nuts.
Gone now. I don't know. I was going to say something, but now it's gone.
Oh, no. I interrupted you twice and I blew it.
No, you didn't blow anything. My brain let it go. It's gone. What do you get from Hudson?
What's the one weird thing I got? Guess.
I'm going to guess.
I've never bought it anywhere else in my life.
Have I seen you buy this?
Uh-huh.
What?
No bite every time, but
I don't know. I feel like you're like a person.
Five out of 10.
Like trail mix or something.
Well, yeah, I get a trail mix. Yeah. Those are terrible.
Life.
What else am I going to get? Oh, Nature Valley bar.
The crumbs?
The little sock of crumbs.
Oh, man. Okay.
Why did I call it a sock?
I don't know.
A little packet of crumbs. Mm-hmm. A Dasani. Mm-hmm. So that's the only option.
It's not, but okay. Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
Oh, good.
Didn't they make up a law that you can't buy water bottles. Whoa.
I think at LAX.
At airports anymore?
I think just LAX.
Wasn't I just at LAX? I don't think, I remember buying a bottle of water. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, there's something about like, oh yeah, they're like outlawing bottles of water. I think it was LAX. So you have to like bring your own. Like,
I don't know when that starts because I feel like I just bought one, but
refillable.
Sorry. Okay, what's the weird thing you get?
Cinnamon gum.
Ooh, nice.
Because of like ear popping things and gum and like, I'm not a big gum chewer. So I'm just like, I'm gonna get crazy and buy like
cinnamon gum. It's a good choice.
But I never bought it anywhere else. Yeah. And then on a plane, I'll sometimes ask for ginger ale. Mm-hmm. But I'll never order or buy. There's never ginger ale in our house. But on an airplane, I'm like, I'll take a ginger ale.
I used to love getting the airplane coffee, which is disgusting.
Yuck.
But I always would get it. Because I think just because I was traveling so much.
You don't even drink
my career,
coffee.
I know. But at the beginning of my career, I started drinking coffee because of tour. Because I was traveling so much overseas and I was so tired and jet lagged. I hated coffee, but I needed to stay awake. So I started drinking coffee on airplanes and I think I got like this nostalgic, like happiness feeling. So there's like, sometimes when I fly now, I'll just get a coffee just cause like the flavor of it is not good, but it just makes me happy because it makes me think about like all the cool places I've traveled. And like, there's like a,
I don't know,
like so many memories connected to the disgusting flavor of toilet airplane coffee.
You know where I like coffee?
Diners.
Sure. I mean, are there diners? There are not any diners that I know of anymore.
I love diner coffee.
I was going to say IKEA.
What? They have coffee at IKEA?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's delicious.
I believe that.
Because it's Swedish coffee.
Well, anything else you get at Hudson? Can I move on to the next comment or is there more crazy
things? Well, I can
talk
more about what I'd eat at IKEA. Do you ever eat at IKEA?
No.
You've never eaten at IKEA?
No, but I know everyone's like, oh, the Swedish meatballs.
Like this, the lingonberry sauce?
Yeah, I've heard.
Come on.
Eating in
You've
a hot,
never done it.
I've been there so many times. I've had the opportunity to so many times. I'm not interested. To eat in
I don't understand. What do you
IKEA
mean?
Is crowded and hot and a maze, and it just feels like a windowless, stuffy, thick air. Just I don't like it in there. And then there's this the thought of eating like cafeteria style tables in a stuffy,
when it was,
hot place.
When it was like
tired,
a new thing, when it was like a new thing, I like loved it. I was like, oh, it's Sunday. We're going. I used to love it when it was like a new thing.
In like Connecticut?
Yeah.
See, I've only experienced it in LA.
Well, in LA too. In LA too.
What?
The one in Burbank.
Yeah. Awful.
Well, I'm not saying, no, I would always, honestly, I think some of my first panic attacks were in IKEA.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Because I would all of a sudden get really like hot. And like feel claustrophobic. And I didn't really know what like a panic or anxiety attack was like. And I can remember specifically having some of them in IKEA because like feeling overwhelmed and hot, whatever.
Well, but the maze of it.
But then
too.
You finally make it to the cafeteria and you're like, thank goodness, I'm going to have an amazing meal on a tray that I can then I stack the tray on top of a garbage can.
Gross.
Amazing.
Don't like it.
Come on.
I think I've had their ice cream or something there once because like, I don't know. I
think they have soft serve ice cream.
I
get that.
I know everyone says like
their
Swedish
really
meatballs are really good or something. Yeah. And like, I would try it if I could eat it anywhere else. But just the idea of eating it in a crowded, loud, hot, echoey
but
cafeteria
such a throwback
space.
To like cafeteria, that's like nostalgia because like you kind of like you get the tray and you wait in a line and you walk past the things and you're like, oh, some of that. Like,
not nostalgic for me. I never ate in a cafeteria.
What?
I've never eaten in a cafeteria.
I know you like have this story about like, oh, I was a nerd, so I would eat behind a bush, like, you know, during lunchtime. But like, what do you mean? You never had hot lunch in a cafeteria?
No, it has nothing to
you
do
never,
with-
never, never?
No.
Not one time?
No.
Not even on like French bread pizza day? Nugget day? Come on.
No, I don't. I may, maybe I, no, our French bread pizza was in a cart outside.
What's going on with California schools?
That's what I'm saying. It has nothing to do with me being weird and eating behind a bush. It has to do with the fact that, like, first of all, I usually just brought food from home.
Your lunch,
like,
people were just spread about?
No. There was a cafeteria, but barely anyone went in that thing. Like, no one went in the cafeteria.
What in the world?
And so, yeah, we had a cafeteria, but no one ate in there. Everyone eats outside. And there was carts outside. So there's a burrito cart, a pizza cart,
a
cookie cart.
You're blowing my mind right now.
A blender's, like, smoothie cart.
How would you pay for it?
With money? With American dollars? What do you mean? How do you pay for it? With Monopoly money?
No, I guess we did have a cashier's. I feel like I remember giving tickets.
Tickets
are like wooden tokens, but maybe that was like elementary school. And then in high school, there was like registers. Yeah, maybe there was. But like, I grew up on the East Coast where like schools were indoors. And like, and then it was such a weird thing to me. I mean, I was a big skateboarder as a kid. And like lots of the skate videos that I would watch was like these guys would go and skate at like schools, and there would be like these breezeways and everything, outdoor cafeterias. And I was like, what is California? It's like part of the allure to California to me as a kid was like watching skate videos and seeing like palm trees and like outdoor schools. But then like to get here, it's really bizarre to me.
Yeah, I've never eaten a single lunch inside the cafeteria.
Yeah, I guess you never had snow days either.
No, and rainy days, I just go in the theater or in the choir room to eat lunch. Or I'd go home. I just drive home. But anyway.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to leave during lunch.
I left all the time. Once I got my car.
That's another thing. I think we've talked about this, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. Next comment. Sorry, we got a little distracted there. Okay, this one is a little mind-blowing, and I think maybe end on this here because this is a lot. Victoria said, okay, Colleen, I know you're going to like this one. Something I learned the other day that blew my mind is that every year, 18,000 new species of bugs are discovered.
18,000?
18,000 every year.
Yeah, we're not worried about the bug. You're not worried about the bug population.
Get ready
extinct.
For the plot twist.
Okay.
No, going extinct. It says that they're discovered. 18,000.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I'm implying that you hate bugs.
I do.
Don't like bugs. So you're not worried about their extinction level.
Plot twist, because another comment right below that one was, Colleen, if the facts about the frogs disappearing fascinates you, because last week we were talking about the frogs disappearing and starting to go extinct. If that fascinates you, you should Google about the insects disappearing, specifically because of cars hitting them on the road. I went on a road trip and released how many insects were on the front of the car after. And I figured it had to be a problem and Googled it and found out it totally is. So then I was like, wait, one person is saying we're discovering 18,000 species a year. And another person is saying they're going extinct.
I left all the comments are people very similar to you. Like who thinks like, oh, I got to Google that. Like look at all these dead bugs in front of my car.
I love it.
I need to like dive into this. Like, yeah.
So then I first searched, how many new species of bugs do we find every year? And the first thing that popped up, it says there's more than a million different species of insects known around the world, but about 7,000 new species are found each year. But then the next article says 18,000 new species. So I don't know which one's right. One says 7,000, one says 18,000. But that's a lot of bugs, new species being found every year.
Not a lot of consensus, but a lot of bugs.
But this other person, Deja Ray, said that they're going extinct. Probably going extinct if we're finding all these thousands of bugs. So then I was like, well, how many species of bugs are disappearing every year? Google that. And in 2020, a meta-analysis found that globally, terrestrial insects appear to be declining in abundance at a rate of about 9% per decade. But the abundance of freshwater insects appears to be increasing by 11% per decade. Ichi-chi.
So we'll never run out of bugs. You know, if you want to study bugs, specifically spiders.
I don't.
And different species of spiders, just come to our house.
Come to our house. There's so many of them.
I think maybe it's the time of year. But anything, like, look around this house and be like, I want to lift that up.
There's like four today.
And a spider will run out.
It's horrible.
We'll run out from it.
We get the house. We always are getting it, like, you know, getting rid of those spiders. Doing all the things to, like, make it so there's not spiders that can bite our children.
No, we're not inviting them.
But they just keep coming back, especially summertime, and their webs are wild in the backyard. Like you're walking into them constantly. It's a horrible feeling.
That feeling is never pleasant. Nobody's
awful.
Nobody's going to argue like in a comment, like I actually like walking through spider webs. Can you imagine if someone's like, I love the feeling of walking through a spider web unexpectedly?
That is horrendous.
Those ones that like love that fig tree. I can see them now as babies. There's like, they get real big.
I don't like, that's one of the worst feelings in the world, walking through a spider web. You know, another some of the worst feelings in the world. That's one of the tops for me. Another one, stepping in like a tiny bit of water in a sock.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's one. That's another one of my worst.
So all those ice cubes you drop on the kitchen floor, you should pick up and put in the sink.
No, I want to step on them later. Get upset about it. Another worst feeling in the world, a tiny seed from a fruit stuck in one of your molars.
Never good.
One of the worst feelings, I think, maybe in the world. You don't have anything to add to these? I'm listing great things that are
horrible
feelings.
My mind works differently. I'm thinking about like molars. Like, why call them that? Like, it's a better name for that tooth, maybe.
Maybe we should go.
We're big guys. We got- one of your big guys. I don't know. Like, who was Dr. Dentist? It was like, name dentistry after me. And also these things are called molars. Sorry. Called it. Like, they were like, dibs. I'm calling them molars.
I mean, well, if you're going to say that, you got to say it about everything. Like,
canine. Cool name. Canine teeth, right?
Molars. It's not that bad. There's worse.
I don't
words.
Know any other names of teeth.
Yes.
Front.
F972. They no. just call them numbers hear, and letters.
Like, dentist being like, yeah.
But okay, so. You could say that about anything though. Like, why is it called, why is skin called skin? Like, why is anything called anything?
I don't know, but we weren't talking about skin, were we?
You're talking, but why molars? Why is that where it's not like, it's like an unpleasant.
I'm just saying where my brain went as opposed to like where your brain went.
Uh-huh.
Two different brains.
All right. We got to go.
One podcast.
So is it?
Is it? Bye.
Bye.